just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Wednesday, April 15th, Tax Day 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Tucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. In its first meeting of this year, 2026, the House Committee on Energy kicked around legislation that would roll back the state's passed 2023 clean and renewable energy mandates, which have shifted how utilities plan for future power generation. You may recall that the Democrats, who had the trifecta, control of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, passed the clean energy renewable mandate that would require by 2040 all electricity in the state of Michigan be produced by renewable energy, solar panels and wind turbines, 100% of our electric grid, manufacturing would come to a stop. If you did have any data centers, turn off the lights. We would not have enough power to even power our homes, let alone our businesses and manufacturing in this state. That's how unrealistic the Democrats' bill was when they passed it in the House and the Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed it. It's not realistic. It's not going to happen. So bills coming out of the House, House Bill 5710, 5711, sponsored by Republican State Representative Pauline Wenzel and Pat Ottman, Republicans, would make it so that utilities would no longer need to meet the state-set benchmarks for renewable energy. The bills would allow for natural gas, nuclear, hydrogen, wind, and solar to compete based on cost, reliability, and performance. The bills, the legislation, would also scale back several programs tied to those mandates. It would reduce the cap on distributed generation, such as rooftop solar panels. You put rooftop solar panels on the top of your house, it provides you enough electricity to run your house. If there's any excess power, you sell it back to the grid. Well, the bills by the Republicans want to scale it from 10% back to 1%. This would also eliminate the state energy's waste reduction program and redirect funding from a ratepayer back advocacy fund back to the Attorney General's office. Little loophole the Democrats put in there. Well, the Democrats went nuts in this committee. Julie Brixey, Democrat from Okemos, Joey Andrews from St. Joseph, and Tanya Myers Phillips from Detroit raised their hand and wanted to be recognized by the chair. Some of the sparks started to fly. We'll get to it right after this short break. We'll be right back.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Continuing with this story that was the first meeting this year, 2026, of the House Committee on Energy. Republicans introducing two bills that would reform and roll back the energy reforms that the Democrats passed back in 2023, requiring by 2040 the entire state of Michigan's electric grid would have to be produced with renewable energy, solar panels and wind turbines. Well, as they went through the bills in the committee hearing, the cap reduction from 10% down to 1% on energy sold back to the power grid is where that part of the legislation sparked immediate opposition from the Democrats. Specifically, Julie Brixey Okemos, Joey Andrews of St. Joseph, Tanya Myers Phillips of Detroit. Brixey, raising her hand, acknowledged by the chair, said she was concerned that once the 1% cap was reached, no additional customers in a utilities service territory would be able to participate in the distributed generation program. This would effectively limit the expansion of rooftop solar. Brixey pointed to a constituent who invested in solar panels on her roof and significantly lowered her monthly electric bill. Brixey argued that the change would make it harder for others to see similar savings and therefore stop the investment and the generation of rooftop electricity. Republican Altman said, "I don't see it that way. In my eyes, the bill does not prohibit residents from installing rooftop solar panels, but instead scales back how much excess energy can be sold back to the grid." He argued the current system shifts the costs back onto the ratepayers who are subsidizing for those who are participating in the program. See, Brixey made it sound like this woman invested money out of her pocket to put those solar panels on her roof. She didn't. It was a state grant that paid for the solar panels working with her local electric company. State of Michigan, us taxpayers, paid for those solar panels on her roof. Additionally, Andrews, the other Democrat, said that because most residential solar systems are required to be connected to the grid, limiting participation in the program would in practice restrict further rooftop solar development. The 1% cap, he said, would make it one of the most restrictive residential caps in the country. Oh, you know this because you've looked at other states and you know what they're doing. Another bald-faced lie made up by a Democrat. Where do they get these statistics? These restrictions would make us one of the most restrictive caps in the country. Give me the other states. Come on, Andrews. Back it up. What other states? They don't have it. They just grab this stuff out of their butt and it spews out their face. Well, eventually, this led to a brief back and forth with, again, Altman, who maintained the legislation would not limit the use of solar energy. You would just have to invest in it in yourself versus the taxpayers doing it. Altman said, "You can invest in rooftop solar until you're blue in the face. We don't care. Just pay for it out of your own pocket." Andrews countered by saying that Michigan requires these systems to be grid connected. By reducing the cap down to 1%, you would prevent additional installation once that limit was reached. Well, if you're going to have state taxpayers paying for the rooftop solar panels, good. Meanwhile, Myers Phillips from Detroit took issue with the broader claim that the package would lower costs for residents, saying she did not see a direct connection between the proposed changes and reduced utility bills. That's because you're a liberal Democrat and you do not have a mathematical brain in your body. You don't see it because you can't do the math. She also raised concerns about eliminating the state's energy waste reduction program, arguing that that removes a tool that helps lower demand and save customers money. Lowers demand. How do you lower demand on a product? We're facing it right now because of the barges that are not able to bring us gas and diesel fuel right now to the Sheboygan Dam and the surrounding rivers. You know what you're going to see? Higher prices. You know why? You raise the price of something, the demand goes down. I'm not going to go up and fill up my vehicle at $6 a gallon. I'll wait until this temporary issue is resolved and then go back and fill it up when it's at $3.40. That's how it works. The law of supply and demand. This lady, this Democrat from Detroit, says that by eliminating the state's energy waste reduction programs, it removes a tool that will help lower demand. Again, how do you lower demand? You raise the price. And then she says in the same statement, which saves customers money, you don't lower demand by saving people money. You lower demand by charging more for it. These Democrats don't even understand the laws of supply and demand. Microeconomics, macroeconomics. You don't understand anything. So why are you even opening your pie hole at these committees? I get so frustrated when they say stupid stuff, but they have the floor. Roberts Rules of Order, well, actually Mason House Rules of Order, which is what they use in Lansing. Once you get acknowledged by the chair, you're able to say stupid stuff. Well, the other Republican, Wenzel, pointed back to the Democrats' 2023 energy laws, arguing that those policies are actually right now already starting to drive current rate increases. Wenzel pointed out the fact that DTE was just approved a rate increase in February. 2 weeks later, after that rate increase, they applied with the Michigan Public Service Commission for another rate increase, where the first one hasn't even gone into effect yet. The new rate increase they want would start later this summer. Why? Because they already see the impacts of what's happening in our electric grid. This is absolutely amazing. If left unreformed, Wenzel said, these mandated hundreds of billions of dollars in new energy investments will cause rate hikes to go up, totally stemming from these requirements of these bills. This is not going to be a utilities decision, making it all on their own. It is your Democrat mandates from 2023 that are already forcing electric prices to go through the roof. I was looking at our energy bill at the home studio from just 4 years ago. Our average electric bill, about $150 a month. You know what it's up to now? $300. It's doubled in 4 years. And we have Great Lakes Energy. We have a co-op. Thank God we don't have DTE or consumers. Altman added that requiring utility companies to move away from certain energy sources and to build out new infrastructure shifts the cost onto the ratepayers is something that the current package aims to avoid. Very simple. With these mandates, they are going to have to build these new technologies, solar panel farms, new wind turbines. And guess who gets to pay for it? The rate customers, the rate payers that pay the electric bills to the utility companies that got to invest billions of dollars in this new technology. Why? Because the Democrats in Lansing, when they controlled the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, had this Green New Deal ideology of by 2040, all of our electric grid being produced by wind turbines and solar panels. Well, guess what? It's 2026. These mandates that they passed, that the governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law, is only 14 years away. If you're going to meet these mandates, how are you going to get there unless you don't start building the infrastructure now? And as a result, passing the cost of that new technology on to the customers. I cannot wait for a new Republican governor to take office January 1st this coming year. I thank God that a common sense businessman is going to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Someone who will completely reverse these mandates and force it back to competition. First sentence of the story, going right directly to exactly what the Republicans want, makes total sense. House bills 5710, 5711 would allow natural gas, nuclear, hydrogen, wind turbines, and solar panels to compete based on cost to create the infrastructure, reliability, performance, and the actual cost of the energy. We want it all. We are not going to mandate it just the two. Solar and wind? No. You're going to have to compete with all these other ways of producing electricity. May the best man win. That's how it works in the real world. When you eliminate these stupid mandates the Democrats passed in 23 that Whitmer signed into law, when we get rid of them, it's called competition, baby. I bring this up all the time. I'm going to do it again right now. Do you remember the first cell phones back in the day that were in the suitcases that had a curly Q antenna mounted to the back window of your vehicle because it was called a car phone? You literally had to plug the cigarette lighter in to power the phone. You had to screw in the coaxial cable that came off the side of your seat because they went through your trunk, they went underneath your back seat, they went under the carpet, came up next to your seat belt. You had to screw the coaxial cable into the suitcase to be able to have an antenna, and you paid $1 a minute to talk on it. It was called a car phone for a reason. Now look at the supercomputers you're holding in your hands right now that's costing you probably $30 to $40 a month with unlimited data. Free phone calls, free text messaging, FaceTime, all of it for free. And you don't have to pay $1 a minute to talk on it. That's called competition. That's called technology. We have to do it in our electric grid. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. It is tax day. Grand Traverse County has joined the list of areas declaring a local state of emergency due to flooding. County officials say the declaration will allow for enhanced coordination of public safety resources, support resources, and recovery efforts across affected areas. Residents along East River Road in East Bay Township were evacuated Tuesday. According to county officials, officials, life safety remains the priority. CMU is investigating a series of disturbing threats on Central Michigan University's social media accounts that began Sunday afternoon. According to WNEM-TV, CMU Police Chief Cameron Wassman says he knows who the author of the post is, and they are a person that lives off campus. He adds that this person does not have the capability of following through on the threats. The school was operating normally on Monday. If you've got some oak trees you're hoping to prune as the weather